This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. If you're stuck in the January doldrums, our next story may just help you get the wind back in your sails. You're about to learn how to make a soothing, simple pasta, perfect for a gray winter day. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling made a foray into the New York kitchen of a mother and daughter duo whose dishes are inspired by the time they spent in Tuscany.
Some mothers and daughters both love to knit. Some mothers and daughters love to play tennis. Sarah Jenkins and her mother both live and breathe food. Sarah's written a cookbook. Maybe you've seen her on TV.
Hey, welcome to Beyond the Dish. We have a very special day for you today. We'll be meeting with Chef Sarah Jenkins from the acclaimed Porchetta restaurant in the East Village.
Good morning.
How are you?
Sarah's mother is Nancy Harmon Jenkins. She's been writing cookbooks and articles about cooking since Sarah was a kid. So it seemed like it'd be the most natural thing in the world to ask mother and daughter to cook together. We went to Sarah's apartment. She has one of those tiny New York kitchens, like a postage stamp.
Oh, look at that, a lovely cast iron pan.
Sarah's going to teach us how to make long, fat, bucatini noodles tossed with caramelized purple cabbage.
Cut the cabbage in half, and then I'm going to slice it nice and thin.
And then she'll add walnuts and bacon and breadcrumbs.
I like to fry my breadcrumbs in olive oil, and I like to season them with garlic and parsley and a little bit of chili. So I'm just going to chop it all up.
And finally, she'll stir in a healthy stream of cream. Meanwhile, her mother, Nancy, is going to make a salad.
Do we have some parsley in here?
I bought parsley for my salad. Do you want it for yours?
I want some parsley.
Well, you can have some, but not all of it, all right?
And as they dice and slice together, it doesn't take long to realize that this mother and daughter have a powerful bond. And the usual mother-daughter tension. In fact, Sarah says her mother tried to discourage her from going into the restaurant business.
She said, don't just become a cook.
I never said anything of the kind.
Never, ever.
Nancy Harmon Jenkins used to be married to a foreign correspondent. So the family lived in England and Spain.
And then a year and a half in France, and then back to Madrid again, and then to Beirut.
Then they moved to Rome, and they bought an ancient farmhouse in Tuscany, in a steep mountain valley. Now, that was back in 1971, but Nancy says in some ways it was like the 1800s.
Our next-door neighbors, whom we got to know very quickly, they had no running water inside the house. We didn't have a telephone until 1981, I think. We had what we call the Valley Telegraph. Somebody would call me at the bottega up on the main road, which is the shop on the main road. A person would call and would say, I'd like to speak with Senora Jenkins, please. And they would say, oh, Senora, c'è un telefono a te per lei. And it would go back and forth all the way down the valley until it got to me. I would jump in my Cinquecento, drive up the road, pick up the telephone and say, pronto.
And let's just pause talking for a while. What do you do next?
We're going to brown the bacon and let all the fat sort of render out of it. And then we'll brown the cabbage in that fat.
Some of Sarah's first food memories are from that valley in Tuscany. Every summer, everybody in the valley had a harvest festival right after they threshed the wheat.
And everybody sat down under a grape arbor because they all still had grape arbors then. And this incredible feast came out, very simple, all food made by them, you know, olive oil from their trees, bread from their grain.
Prosciutto from their pigs.
With cantaloupe melons that came out of their garden. Pasta with the eggs from their chickens.
You're forgetting the wine, I think.
Oh, and the wine. Yeah, but I was eight.
Are you going to put the rest of that cabbage in, too?
Yeah, but I'm not ready yet.
Mother, stop pushing.
Please, Mother, I can do it myself.
Sarah's raising her eyebrows.
So I'm going to add the walnuts and the rosemary now. We had walnut trees in Tuscany.
Finally, almost everything comes together in that cast iron pan. Melted cabbage, crispy bacon, the walnuts and herbs. Sarah stirs in some cream.
Organic cream.
Now, if people were wanting to cut down a little more on fat in this dish, could they leave out the cream?
You could totally leave out the cream. I mean,
use low-fat cream.
I don't know that that would work.
So when did the two of you start cooking together?
We never really cooked together.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a very
controlling person, and I am also a very controlling person.
It's hard
for two controlling people to work in the kitchen together.
I do detect, I think, a teeny bit of mother-daughter rivalry in the kitchen.
Well, I don't think it really is rivalry. I'm very proud of Sarah. I don't get to say this very often, but I really think she's done a fantastic thing. She's a much better cook than I am. I probably know a lot more about food than she does, on the other hand.
And now Sarah drains the pasta that's been roiling in a big pot.
Okay. Now, one has to eat immediately because pasta has to be eaten when it's hot.
Force me. And so what do you call it? What's the Italian name?
There is no Italian name because it's not Italian.
Sarah Jenkins cooking her Italian-inspired pasta with cabbage and walnuts. She just opened a new restaurant in New York City. It's called Porsena. Nancy Harmon Jenkins' latest work is called The New Mediterranean Diet Cookbook. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Swerdling.